Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I thought my music was coming out. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, aka Be True. It is a beautiful, sunny Saturday here in the Deep South in Jackson, Mississippi. It's chilly to me because, you know, I'm cold. You know, I'm cold natured, but it's chilly, but I'm not complaining. Beautiful, beautiful Saturday. And big shout out to those that are downtown Jackson and celebrating the St. Patrick's Day Parade. And there are a lot of events in the Metro Jackson, Mississippi area and in the state of Mississippi. So big shout out to my state I was born and raised in. And a big shout out to all, Cousin Linda and all loved ones and friends and family and peeps and all that in Dallas-Fort Worth and Texoma area, Durant and all that, and all around this country, all around this world. Global listeners, thank you for your love and your support in celebrating the 13th birthday of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports this month of March. March the 10th, 2011 is the birthday. And those of you that have been with Culture Shock Entertainment Reports since day one, shout out to you. And those of you that are newbies, a big shout out to you also. And if you all remember, and those of you that have listened to archive shows, because some people give me hints that, hey, I've checked out shows from the very beginning, the archive shows, because I, no joke, the very first show that aired, and every other show till this one. This one will be archived. You can check out. Seriously. And that's all the podcasts here at Blog Talk Radio. So a big shout out to the owners and Blog Talk Radio, the BTR community, and those that I personally interact with often with, like Pastor Dungeon, CEO, Queen J, Wake Up Nola, hey, even Cousin Linda was a guest on that podcast, and I miss Stephanie Empress. I need to invite her back on to update us on what she has been up to. She's been doing a lot in London, so big shout out to her. I would love for her to come on and talk what she's been doing and also talk relationships, because you know she is the relationship guru. You know, y'all just have to pray for me in that area. So really. So Cousin Linda and I have been emailing and messaging. If the show had aired at 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock, she would have been on with us. She might be listening, so a big shout out to her. A big shout out to the guy that say he's gonna do my roots when I'm ready. A big shout out to Oliver Samuel. He is from Honduras and been here for 7 years and living the American dream. And a big shout out to him. I told him I would shout him out on the podcast. So if you contact him, I'll give you all his information on tomorrow. Let him know that I referred him. Okay? Yes. Yes, indeed. You know, so I can get more of a discount when it's time for him to do work here on the roof and paint and all that good stuff. But he asked me for a referral, so I'm like, hey, I had already told him I'd shout him out on the podcast. So if you that's Salt Bay. Salt Bay. You all know Salt Bay. My puppy, my dog. That's Salt Bay. Wouldn't that be amazing? Like, yeah, that's Salt Bay. But Salt Bay's in Vegas, so shout him out also. Sure, he'll be headed to Dallas pretty soon, and Miami, and New York, and Boston. But he showed up in Los Angeles, Beverly Hills last week, and now he's in Vegas. And last year he did the opposite. He was in Dallas, then he went to Vegas. So I don't know where he's going next, you all. So those of you that are in Vegas, many of my friends go to Vegas. So I think one of my friends' daughters came back from Vegas, and one of my neighbors just talking with me about how much she travels to Vegas. I have never been to Vegas. Definitely on my list of places to visit. Cousin Linda, I think, has been there a few times. But big shout out. I have friends there. Big shout out to Karen McDonald, one of my moderators for the James Franco Project group that I created back in 2017. But I have amazing administrators and moderators that keep it running good because I'm not always posting. And I've been on hiatus from the group. I posted a little bit the other week praising them for the good work that they're doing. But James Franco's birthday is coming up April the 19th. So I'll be back on so we can celebrate his birthday, and maybe he'll surprise us in the group also, and his mom and all that good stuff. But Karen McDonald, she is in Vegas, and some of my friends have lived there. But So I will continue talking about the travel app list, the best travel apps for 2024 that I discussed on Thursday. I knew the list would be too long for me to finish, and I did not broadcast on yesterday. Girlfriend was very tired. Sister, auntie, whatever you refer to me, your bestie or just Beth, a.k.a. Be True, I was very tired. So I rescheduled, and then I canceled yesterday's fun, foodie and fun Friday, because I was very tired. Hey, you guys, those of you that are over charity golf tournaments, I have been training also with a new gig, a new job that I have. I am a tournament consultant and also a brand ambassador rep for Dixon Golf. So those of you that would like custom golf products and also just would like your charity golf event to move smoothly, please get in touch with me. Those of you that are already with Dixon Golf and doing the Dixon challenges, you already know, right? Right. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So big shout out to my new work family. Big shout out to my Avon family. Big shout out to No Labels. Yes, we're making big moves. So keep your ears and eyes open. Go to the website, follow us on social media. And, you know, we're always in the media now. When I first joined the organization back in 2011, I had no idea. But, it is true. It looked like we will have a unity ticket of a Republican and a Democrat together. So it looks that way. No, we don't know who. We don't know from the top to the bottom, in the middle. None of us know. I'm a longtime member since 2011, and it was formed in 2010, and I'm one of the co-chairs for the state of Mississippi, for the beautiful state of Mississippi. But honestly, our founders and co-founders and staffers and co-chairs like myself, we have no idea. Honestly, we have no idea. We will know soon, and the world will know soon who would be our two bipartisan candidates that will form the unity ticket. But you know, but maybe you never know. We don't know what will happen. One or both of the candidates might decide to team up with us and say, hey, I will implement you all's plan within my plan, and let's work something out. You know, but that hasn't happened yet, not that I know of, not that I've heard. And, you know, big shout out to Kennedy and Cornel West also. And there's one more running, right? Independence off. Always out there. So we have to discuss that. We have to have an open forum. But tomorrow is open forum. So let's talk about all the – and it's every day is open forum, really. You can call in and talk about what's on your mind or what is really making news in your area. It's a lot of news happening, a lot of hot topics. So tomorrow would be Hot Topics Open Forum, Hot Topics Sunday, and Breaking News Sunday, because there is a lot to talk about. This craziness going on and also good things going on in the world. Wow. But I am just I'm heartbroken like many of you are regarding the news regarding Princess Catherine. But I'm glad she is doing good, that she's getting well on a daily basis. I knew in my heart, in my gut, that I'm going to play some music right quick. Okay, my apologies for the interruption, but it was a very important situation, a very important call that I had to take. And when I intended to turn on the music, we were disconnected because I figured I could handle that call and allow you to listen to some music. But what I was saying is tomorrow, call in, and you all know we have a new call-in number, and Cousin Linda will be on the show tomorrow also, I believe. But it's an open forum, no holds barred. Let's talk. Let's talk about what's going on. It's a lot of breaking news, and some things might make me cry, so I'm not going to mention, but I am, because I'm holding back tears regarding Princess Catherine. But I'm feeling very reassured that everything is good. She's in my prayers and many and the King and Sarah Ferguson. All of this in one, and you all know that I know about cancer too, from family members and also always praying and hoping that I don't have it or get it or get diagnosed with it. So I can't even imagine how her mouth dropped when the doctors told her that diagnosis. So definitely sending out prayers to she and William and the royal family and the young kid and all of that. So, what I was saying is I felt that when she was hospitalized that it was something serious. I felt it was something really serious. Cancer didn't come to my mind, but I knew it was serious. I knew it was serious. Like, oh my God, you know, I knew it was serious. So, I'm glad she's looking good and getting stronger on a daily basis. And those of you that have been listening from March the 10th, 2011, if I'm not mistaken, the royal wedding occurred right after the premiere of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And being a royal watcher, I just enjoy watching the royal wedding and talking about the royal wedding at the same time. So my mother and I both. You know, mother was a royal watcher. I mean, we love the royal family. So definitely sending out prayers to Prince Harry and Meghan Markle also and their family. Just sending out prayers. But I've also would like to send out prayers to Richard Simmons. I would love to meet Richard Simmons regarding his skin cancer. So definitely sending out prayers to Richard Simmons, also for him to sending out much love and light and healing to him. So I want to talk about simple meals also, but we're almost out of time. So I want to finish that list regarding the popular travel apps for staycations and traveling. Also, thank you for those that have been reaching out. I'm almost at 1,000 on my new TikTok, the one that is especially for, because you know I have two other active TikTok accounts. But this account is at Beth, B-E-T-H. So thank you to you all, because I need less than 100, and I have 1,000, so then I can start doing lives. So I have posted maybe like 6 times, you know, pictures and some of my favorite motivational videos and, you know, tested things like Happy Spring and stuff like that. But thank you to those of you that have found Epic on TikTok, that's simple. On YouTube, my new YouTube channel just for the podcast is at Beth Be True. At BETHBTRU. So let's talk everything. Sports, let's talk politics, let's talk shopping, let's talk breaking bad news, breaking good news. You know, what's popping? It's snowing in some areas. It's spring here. It look like spring. It's beautiful. It's a little chilly, but you know, like my late mom and many other people that I speak with, they always say, well, you know that cold snap. That, and my moms always say the sap season and cold snap. Cold snap, that last nut cold snap before Easter, and Easter is next weekend. So I have shows scheduled. I mean, you all go to the scheduled event. The shows are scheduled. Shows are scheduled for earlier, not as early as 5:30 a.m. as many of you all are accustomed. Because I know my friends in London love it when I host the shows like 5:30-ish, 6 o'clock, because it's usually noon and tea time in the UK. But the shows are scheduled for 8 a.m. Because, yeah, I'm working on the discipline. So the discipline, I'm working on the discipline. So I have those shows scheduled for in the morning, and then the weekend shows will be, you know, Saturdays and Sundays. I'm broadcast on a Saturday. So Saturdays and Sundays, and, you know, Friday, it's up in the air on Friday pretty much, but pretty more so in the evening. I love it when Cousin Linda can join us on Friday evenings, you know, and also on Trevor Thursday, which was her baby, her idea. She had a slip of the tongue and called, you know, Thursday used to be like Truth Thursday, and she had a slip of the tongue one day saying, well, Trevor Thursday. And I'm like, okay, that's your brainchild. So that it is. It's Trevor Thursday. So, you know, I like to hand the mic over to her when she's on. So also, I know she have a lot to talk about. And you all call in and chat in the chat room. But I am going to do my best to finish this list of the best apps from PC Mag regarding travel and staycation. And this is Paradise Island, Hearts Man. But remember to email me. Yeah, something happened with that one. So remember to email me at CultureShock, KULTRESHOKENT, media at gmail.com. CultureShock, KULTRESHOKENT, media at gmail.com. The other email address is valid also. CultureShock, KULTRESHOKENT, _Beth@yahoo.com. But again, thank you all, those of you that have been connecting with me on social media and also in person. So we still have 15 minutes left, yay, so I can get this, get finished with this important list. And I know some of us were not surprised what was on the list, right? But there were some apps that I had never heard of. Taking that song down. I like that song. Spring Rain, but they were building this song up tomorrow. And thank you, Free Music Archive, for that awesome song called Spring Rain. So I'm just going to do a recap. I'm not going to go into the details regarding the apps, but the source, and I've shared it on my Facebook and on my Twitter. Also, and again, this article is from Jill Duffy. I was updated back in January for PC Mag. It's the best travel apps for 2024, and I must commend her because she did her research, because this is a very long list. And the first, I'm just going to go do a recap of calling them out. You can listen to Thursday's show and also go to PC Mag. Google Travel. Hopper, Road Trippers, Tripcase, Tripit, Airbnb, Booking.com, Culture Trip, Expedia, Hotels.com, Hotel Tonight, Hotwire, Kayak, wait a second, Orbit, Priceline, Rumor Travel, tongue got tied, Viator, Vrbo, Wonder You, Glamping Hub. And speaking of Glamping Hub, there's an article in my AAA Explorer Mag, Southern Members Edition, today about glamping for the April, May, and June 2024 edition. So I will, if I have time, I'll share information, but I definitely will share tomorrow because they have a story about Glamping Hub and also an article about Vicksburg, Mississippi, home of many casinos. And those of you that are history buffs like myself, you definitely will love touring Vicksburg, Civil War, and antebellum homes and great places to eat and shop there. And so on. But there's a big article in there. And the cover story is about the Olympics being in Paris. Harvest Host, Hip Camp, Pitch Up, Tinter, The Dirt, D-Y-R-T, Happy Cow, Lonely Planet, Rich Steve's Audio Europe, TripAdvisor, Yelp, Zomato. Yeah, I want to know more about Zomato. I need to go to that. All Trails. Converter. Gas Buddy. Google Maps. So we stopped at Google Maps on Thursday doing Travel Thursdays. So we pick up at iExit. iExit is a travel app for driving trips across the U.S., including in Alaska and Hawaii. It tells you exactly what's near every highway exit, from gas stations to ATMs. If there's a particular restaurant chain or other service you love, you can mark it as a favorite, and the app tells you if it's coming up on your route. Uber operates around the world, and while the in-app options vary from place to place, the general concept is the same everywhere. There are a few reasons that ride-on-demand apps work so well for travelers. First, it eliminates the need to carry local currency. Second, you don't have to speak the same language as your driver to get to where you need to go. Third, there's no hackling. If you don't want to give Uber your business for one reason or another, do a search for other ride-hailing apps or taxi apps that operate in your destination. Waze. While Google Maps tells you about officially reported problems on the road and whether there's traffic, Waze, W-A-Z-E, knows the nitty-gritty details, like the location of police traps. Whoa. Somebody said, what? What's that app called? It's Waze. W-A-Z-E. Because everybody loves to be brought aware of any police traps. Waze knows the nitty-gritty details, like the location of police traps and potholes. Oh, my God. I think we're the pothole capital, but I see where many other cities also have an issue with potholes. This free community-driven app for traffic and road conditions is popular among taxi and car service drivers. Although it's equally useful for everyday drivers, Waze can also tell you the best time to leave for a particular journey to avoid regular traffic. I know many of you are adding Waze right now and installing that app. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. So that's the end of the list. So we only had two more to go. So Waze, yeah, that is amazing. So I thought we had more because that's a long list. So if you missed Thursday's show, check it out and go to PC Mag back in January, the issue where they talk about the best travel apps for 2024. So I'm looking at a story where Blanket is suing his grandma. So we're definitely going to talk about that. We don't have enough time to get in detail with that. So there are a lot of hot topics, a lot of stories to talk about. So definitely chime in and chat and come in the chat room on tomorrow. And you can today, too. We have a few minutes. Say hi, what's up? What's going on? What you got going on? But again, thank you for your love and support. And remember to email at kultreshokentmedia@gmail.com. The catch up is at, well, is $ Beth, BETHBTRUKULTRE. SHOK, $ Beth, BETHBTRUKULTURESHOK. Also, Pastor Dunn Jr., CEO, because I really appreciate him for being a mentor of mine. Also, his cash app is $ the winning team, and big shout out to he and his family. His cash app is $ Pastor, complete word. P capitalized, Donnell, D capitalized, two N's in Donnell, D-O-N-N-E-L-L, Green is capitalized, and Junior. You can cash app he and the winning team. Check out his book, The Blueprint. Can't talk about it. You have to get your copy and read about it also. But if you missed the episode, we shared it. Definitely check out his talk back in October regarding the elevator pitch. The elevator pitch. So that was an awesome talk on how to, you know, just go for it when you see the opportunity or at a spur of the moment or a plan meeting, how to prepare for that 30, 60 second or 5 minute speech. Presentation, elevator pitch to someone that you would like to get a job from or do a project for or get that contract. Definitely check it out, and I will be resharing it also. Thank you. Yeah, I like it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, I was talking with my neighbor, and you see why I need to be bilingual, because she's Spanish, and my neighbor's not reading along so well. So I need to become bilingual in Spanish, in Turkish, in Japanese, and a lot. I need to become. I had to replay that beautiful song. So I was just talking about AAA Explorer. Tea Time is the name of the article on the back page of AAA Explorer, the Final Word article. And there's an article from Mississippi, a Laurel Farms tour showcase, the crop's emergence in Mississippi, by Jennifer Corngay. If you drink loose tea, it's likely you enjoy our offerings from China, India, or other renowned tea-growing regions. Now, thanks to the pioneering efforts of a handful of farmers, add the Manoya State to that list. In addition to growing the evergreen shrub used to create tea, some Mississippi farmers are inviting guests to join pluck-to-cup tour experiences. Right here in Mississippi! Wow! In Laurel, Longleaf Tea Company's welcome is as welcome as the tea it serves. Because it's the Deep South, however, visits to Longleaf begin for frosted glass of iced tea served alongside bites of tea growing history and Longleaf story. While employed as an engineer in China, Thomas Steinwander became enamored with the local tea culture and later realized that his home state would be a natural place for a tea farm. Mississippi's climate and soil are well suited for growing Camellia sinensis, from whose leaves most types of leaves are derived. When he and his wife Hillary, in their picture, both just smiling away, having so much fun. I'm sure you can look at this online also. This is the Southern edition of AAA Explorer. So when he and his wife Hillary pictured returned to Laurel in 2018, they started Longleaf on family land. Another Southern Mississippi, great Mississippi tea company, had opened about 6 years ahead of them in Brookhaven. But there was no real playbook. Hillary says, so they learned on the job. Ever since, Longleaf has thrived. Most tea batches offered via its website sell out in under an hour during a stroll through the carefully tended plants. The Steinwinders display the passion that fuels this success. The plants will produce for 80 to 100 years, but at first, they're like little kids, says Hillary, cradling the tip of a shoot as she talks. We work to keep them alive and give them strong roots with strategic pruning. The harvest is hand-plucked every week or two from May through October. The Friday tours, and I like Laurel. I like Laurel. I used to go to Laurel to the malls as a makeup artist, traveling on the road. The Friday tours offered, and in Laurel, yeah, Laurel is down not far from Hattiesburg. Those of you that are familiar with South Mississippi, not far from Hattiesburg. The harvest is hand-plucked every week. The Friday tours offered only during that time frame include a visit to the production facility where leaves dry in bamboo baskets and are machine massaged to release flavor. Before a hot tea tasting, Thomas urges guests to savor the green tea's sweet hay notes and the black tea's toasted oak and honeysuckle aroma. Hillary encourages having it your way. We are not tea snobs, she says, pointing to sugar, honey, lemons, and milk on a table. Add whatever you like. Between sips, they share more knowledge about the farm and tea's emerging presence in Mississippi. They're equally generous with fellow farmers, including us. There are 4 or 5 farms now. We want to build up the ecosystem for this industry to grow, Thomas says. It could be a great agricultural benefit for Mississippi, and we want to promote that. Tea lover Jennifer Corngay is a freelance writer from Montgomery, Alabama. So That is a great story to share with you all. And right here in my birth state where I am right now, right here, and tomorrow I'll share the articles about the Olympics in Paris and the beaches down here in the South and Glamping USA and Vicksburg, Mississippi, which is only 30, 40 minutes from Jackson, Mississippi. Baton Rouge, the capital city of Louisiana, whichever way you want. Even Ridgeland, which is right 10 minutes away from me where I am in North Jackson. And also what Cousin Linda and I always talk about, there's an article, and I do have time to share this article about passports. As a traveler, I need to renew my passport. Any tips? And this is from Jessica Fender. And first, kudos for keeping track of your passport. I need a passport. Cousin Linda, I think she keep her passport updated. first, kudos for keeping track of your passport expiration date. A surprising number of people don't, or they forget that for many countries, the passport must be valid for at least 6 months after the planned travel date. And second, I feel for you, dropping a passport into the mail can be nerve-wracking. As COVID restrictions lifted, the United States Department saw record-breaking demand for passports and didn't have enough staff to keep up. In recent months, the situation has improved considerably. As of press time, processing times have dropped to an 8-week max for standard renewals and a 3-week max for the expedited kind. The processing time does not include the time the passport is en route in the mail. Those numbers are a big improvement over peak wait time. But processing delays will worsen again this year as demand rises, predicts Charlie Cobb, Chief Operating Officer of Expedited Travel, a tech-enabled customer travel solutions company that works with AAA to expedite passport renewals. There aren't any easy ways around the issue. Just the long way, the pricey way, and the crafty way. The first requires planning and patience. The State Department recommends travelers who need to renew their passports to do so far ahead of their travel dates as possible. I need to get a sip of water. Pan an additional $80 for the combined expedited process and priority shipping would save you a few weeks. Demand tends to be lowest from October through December. Third-party services like Expedited Travels, Rush My Passport can zip your application through in as little as a week or two. Cobb says, but it will cost. The priority service, 10 business days, clocks in at $4.99. And I'm not, no. $499 plus government fees. Oh my God, and the government fees probably more than that. And it's best suited for those with urgent travel needs. Free alternatives for last-minute renewals include trying for limited in-person appointments and or reaching out to your congressperson for help. Michael Guest is our congressperson, and he's the congressperson that I canvassed for and campaigned for. He wasn't on my ballot the other week for the primaries. But Michael Guest has a PSA out assuring us and urging those of us that need passports to call his office. So definitely, you know, get in touch with your congressperson. And finally, crafty travelers can work around the system. If they have the flexibility, some overseas territories like Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands don't require passports for U.S. citizens. Likewise, cruisers leaving from and returning to the U.S. ports don't technically need passports, though operators may still require them. And you can counter to State Department recommendations. Visit a surprising number of countries with less than 6 months of validity left, I know, including Europe's Schengen area. Just be sure your airline is okay with it. In short, it takes time, money, and flexibility to renew a passport these days. A little luck doesn't hurt either. And a person new to getting a passport, if this is the information for those renewing passports, I sure it's the same advice for those of, like myself, that need passports. Okay, where to next? Passports that can expire soon. The Bahamas requires only that U.S. travelers have a valid passport with two blank pages left. In this West Indies archipelago, you can choose your own adventure in 700 coral islands. From the all-inclusive resorts of Nassau to the sport fishing-friendly Bimini's, a personal favorite of Ernest Hemingway himself, or venture a little farther to luxurious Izumas, home to the Bahamas' most vibrant reefs and famous swimming pigs. But wild times in and out of the water, Bahamas.com. It's been years. I'm 55, and the last time I went to the Bahamas twice. I won a couple cruises to the Bahamas and never did take them. But that was 93, 94, 95 when I went to the Bahamas. So, and I was in my mid-20s, early mid-20s. So I would love to have a second home, a vacation home, a winter home in the Bahamas, no joke. So a lot changed since I've been there, so I would love to revisit. Packless, key utility features like a drawstring closure, structured pockets, and breathable mesh straps make Mountain Hardware's UL 20-liter backpack a no-brainer, whether you're exploring mountaintops or foreign cities. And its tiny 10.7-ounce stow size means this day pack won't bog down your carry-on. It's $90. Go to mountainhardware.com. So I was just sharing what's on the Ask the Traveler. So tomorrow, I would talk about some more interesting articles in this publication of AAA Explorer, April, May, June 2024, Southern Members Edition. I know some of you in the northern part, in the west, and the east might say, well, you know, we get our own version, our own regional stories. So. That was pretty good. That's pretty cool. I like that. And I had to share that with you all. So I thank you all for tuning in. Definitely tune in tomorrow. So scheduled 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, but I believe it would be 4 p.m. It would be 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. It would be 4 p.m. So I'm going to change it. But when you go to the schedule, you see it's there, and so it's not going to change unless it is like an emergency. So thank you all for connecting with me on social media. Thank you for getting my YouTube channel up to 1,000. Help me get the new my TikTok almost at 1,000. Help me get the new YouTube channel to 1,000 also. Then I can monetize also. We can monetize. But then I can start doing my lives when doing the new TikTok. Yeah. And the other two are still active also. Bethany Williams _ Be True and the BC Company is doing the image mechanism, the one regarding African imports, out of Africa imports, and items that I market and sell of. So big shout out to Africa Imports also in New Jersey. My one of my late brother-in-law's and mentors. This one of his top vendors that's based in the USA. So, and while I'm saying that, big shout out to Traders Village. So all my family and friends out there at Traders Village, look forward to seeing you all again and Ogle School and all that out there in Dallas, Fort Worth. And so big shout out to my Avon family, Coach Mala Gross and her husband Carlos and the Avon family. Big shout out to my New Work family, Dixon Golf, No Labels. Big shout out to family and friends, those I've known all my life and new friends. Thank you, family, friends, fans, supporters, my prayer warriors. Big shout out. I cannot go anywhere without saying big shout out to my prayer warrior families, Powerhouse Church, Living Waters in Dallas. That's Prophet Anthony Friday Sr., awesome, blessed, anointed First Lady Emma Friday, BLG Ministries, Pastor Billy and Linda Gooch, my spiritual parents and friends, Cathedral Amy Zion, Reverend Gary Adams Sr., First Lady Mrs. Janique Adams, Cathedral Amy Zion in the house. I haven't been in person. I'll be in person soon, though. big shout out to Holy Family, all the churches and the nonprofits that I interact with in person and online, prayer partners online on Instagram, Evangelist Perez, Sister Christina. Oh, whoa, the list goes on and on. But those prayer warriors that pray with me and for me and those who ask for prayer, thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, we in this together. We have to pray for each other. We have to stand in the gap for others and be there. Love wins. Love defeats hate, regardless of what's going on in this world. Love conquers all, right, y'all? Right. Love, 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 love. So, woo! So I'm praying for the healing. I'm praying for the healing of all of us, the healing of America, a healing of the world. Thank you, top listening countries. Thank you for your love and support. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you to everybody that listens right here in the United States of America, all around the world, the global family, those that are working out in space that like to listen to podcasts, if you're on the space station or out on a SpaceX or whatever you own. Thank you if you choose Blog Talk Radio and, of course, Cut the Shock Entertainment Reports to listen to. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you all, your love, your support. You really just don't know. It really, just knowing that we have each other, it just goes a long way, right? It goes a long way. So I like to leave with something. If you feel alone, remember you're not alone. God is with you. I'm with you. There are others that love you, regardless of what is going on. Stay strong. Stay strong. I look, when I'm tired, when I don't know what's going on, I'm like, Lord God, give me strength. So God, Allah, Jehovah, you know, higher power, give us all strength. Give us strength, right? Yes. So happy Easter, happy Ramadan, happy spring. Those that are still covered in snow, spring's coming. You know that. You know that. So, and as I conclude the show, the sun is just shining so brightly in my face. And I am loving it. And I hope you all have been enjoying not only the dogs barking and you hear my neighbors, but also the birds chirping. Just amazing to be alive. So let's practice gratitude. Gratitude is the best attitude, like one of my TikTok friends always like to share it. I haven't been seeing him on TikTok in a long time. But I always like to say gratitude is the best attitude. So remember, it's something to be grateful for. And believe me, I know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I really do. Look, I'm talking like David Goggins now. I know what I'm talking about. I really do. Yeah. You know how we say, well, you don't know what I'm going through. But, you know, we might not have, some of you don't want to walk in my shoes, and I sure don't want to walk in your shoes, but some of you, you know, all of us don't want to walk in these other shoes because you deal with what we have dealt with or dealing with. You know, because sometimes I think, like, dang, I'm really going through some stuff. And then somebody else say, well, this is what I'm dealing with. Like, woo! Okay, Lord. Okay, God. Give me strength. So like Mom said, for us never to give up. She said, Beth Bate, you and your friends, you never give up. You and your friends never give up. You and your family of friends never give up. So we might get tired. We might get confused. We might feel like Houdini. Am I the only one that sometimes feel like Houdini? I'm getting ready to make a Houdini move, you know, because how am I going to get out of this? But God going to make a way, you know, make a way where I don't see a way. So don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Do I have to chant it? Don't give up. I know I'm talking to somebody. I'm talking to myself also, but look, I'm not giving up because I'm too excited about, I'm excited. I'm excited about 2024. I'm excited for our future. So don't give up. Don't give up. Like Brendan Burchard say also, and that's another motivational guru. I know people hate being called gurus, but he's one of my faves. And, you know, we have to do, it's hard. It's hard. I know. But we have to, it's good when we can look above our circumstances. We have to do the, just pull the, every little bit of strength we have to pull ourselves above our circumstances, above our situation, and see better days. So remember that. When you feel alone, you have the higher power. You have God, Allah, Jehovah, the High Almighty, whatever, you know. You have me. You have someone, regardless of what's going on, the naysayers, the ones that like to belittle and talk crazy talk, you know. And sometimes we are the ones that talk crazy to ourselves, our internal voices. So really watch yourself talk. I even work with it. That's why I like to talk about affirmations and prayers and all of that before the show. I'm watching YouTube affirmations and subliminals and all of that. No joke. Yeah. So, you know, do your best to rise above. Better days are not far. Better days are not far, and it's important for us to do our best not to get in our own way. Because sometimes we self-sabotage, you know, and also it's important not to give ourselves pity parties. When we do give a pity party, you know, shut it down early. You know, right, I know, shut the pity party down early and pull up those bootstraps and do the dang thing, you know, yeah. So I really thank you all and appreciate you for tuning in and looking forward to tomorrow's broadcast.